T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jim Nagy, who is the executive director of the Senior Bowl and an ESPN draft analyst. Jim, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Jim, another great lineup, some big-name quarterbacks this year. What are you most excited about when it comes to this year's Senior Bowl?
I'm just excited about all these guys getting down here. We've been scouting them since last spring, you know, and going through the summer, watching the junior tape, and now through the fall. You know, our scouting staff has ended up seeing 112 of the 115 guys we have coming in. So we've seen them enough. We want to get boots on the ground here in Mobile. But no, the quarterback class is exciting. You know, we've had 4 top 10 quarterbacks in the last 3 years with Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen and Daniel Jones and Carson Wentz, and you know, getting Justin Herbert down here, that streak's going to continue. Jalen Hurts is a big guy to get down here. You know, down in Alabama, he's a pretty beloved figure here, both the Crimson Tide fans, and then even a guy like Jordan Love, who had a lot of first-round grades in the NFL over the summer and at our place, too. You know, he's a junior. He got his diploma. He's got a chance to really resurrect what was probably a little bit of a disappointing year for him, but he could really gain traction down here like Josh Allen did a couple years ago.
Jim, how many guys did you guys have drafted last year?
We had 93, and it was a huge uptick from where we were at.
93 players were drafted?
93 were drafted. 90 made opening day, 53.
Wow.
And, nice. You know, the big numbers for us, we had 40 go in the first 3 rounds, and we had 10 first-rounders. So, you know, the game had been at a point where our first-rounders were 3, 4, and 3 the previous 3 years, and last year that we had a big spike to 10. So, you know, and those guys going into the week last year, we really felt like 2 or 3 of those guys were going to be first rounders and felt like the rest of them all played their way in down here in Mobile. And right now going into the week, I feel like there's 8 or 9 or 10 guys already in that area. So we're excited about it. There's been a huge buy-in over the last couple of years, and these guys are competitive dudes that are coming down here. So we're excited.
Jim, I'm just curious. I know there was an article I read last week where I think it was Zach Taylor called Joe Burrow's dad. That ship has sailed. Joe's not going to be there, right? It's too late at this point?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Talked to Joe last night, and they're on a plane right now to go see the president, and we are going to talk tomorrow when he gets back to Baton Rouge about coming over and spending the week.
Interesting. Could he come and just do meetings and not participate, or does he have to participate in practicing the games?
You know, for the most part, yeah, we want him down here participating in everything because if we didn't, you know, allowed a lot of concessions.
Yeah, I get you.
Joe's a unique situation here now. I mean, we're talking about a guy that played a game on Monday night, got knocked around pretty good. I don't know how he's feeling, but he took a beating on Monday. He's really competitive and really tough. And he's in a position to be the number one overall pick with a team that's picking number one overall coach in the game.
Yeah.
So, I think that's we try to look at everything in its own, in its own unique circumstance. And I think this one's pretty unique.
We're talking with Jim Nagy, the Senior Bowl Executive Director, ESPN draft analyst. Dustin's going to be heading to the Senior Bowl. He'll have coverage on our station, which will be great access to everything going on down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. You mentioned the Bengals will be there. The Lions will be there. They're the coaching staffs. Talk about the advantage that gives the two teams that are coaching this week, Jim.
Yeah, I think it's an incredible advantage, and Dustin knows this. I mean, it's one thing on the field. You know, they're coaching these guys. They're the ones making the coaching points. They're the ones correcting them between, you know, reps, and they're seeing who can apply coaching, who can't, who can take hard coaching, who can't, who bounces back after a bad rep, and who doesn't. But then it's at training table in the morning. It's in the meeting rooms. It's, you know, who's paying attention. Not only can they learn, but how do they learn? It's all those things that you hear when you're in a school in the fall as a scout and you take a ton of notes on. And like when I went through Ohio State and scouted Dustin and tried to get all that information on him from the folks in Columbus, But it's another when you get to sit with these guys and see it with your own eyes and hear it from their mouths. And just all the extra time you get is invaluable. And you look at last year's game, the Raiders ended up with, on their end of the year, week 17 roster, they had 8 guys on their 53-man roster practice squad from last year's Senior Bowl. So if the team comes down here with the right mindset and they really want to roll up their sleeves and attack this thing, you can come out with a huge advantage.
Jim, how many staff – well, obviously every team will be represented there at practice and all that stuff, but, I mean, how many head coaches typically come and GMs?
Pretty much every GM.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think back on last year if there wasn't one. Even the two teams participating in the Super Bowl will send theirs. Head coach-wise, it's probably somewhere in the 20s. I can think off the top of my head of a couple guys I didn't see down here last year, but – most of them at least come for weigh-ins and then Tuesday, Wednesday practice. You know, and even some owners. Jerry Jones comes every year. I mean, I guess he's the general manager as well. But we do get some owners that come down. And last year we credentialed over 900 NFL people. So that's really what makes our game different than the other games is that we have that many decision makers down here in Mobile.
Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Senior Bowl is with us. Jim, for a team like the Cleveland Browns, who don't have a general manager right now, how do they go about scouting this game?
Well, you know, obviously they don't have a leader right now in that department, but there are people still in place in the building that, oversee things. I know Paul DePodesta's up there in a leadership position, so I'm sure he's overseeing things without a GM. And the scouts, I mean, I'll just speak from a scouting perspective. You're just going about your business. You're probably doing everything you would have done, you know, under last year's regime until any changes are made. You go down, you interview players in your area, you go to practice, you pay attention, you come back to the hotel at night, you watch the tape, you just try to get a feel for these players. So, like, procedurally, until they get that GM in place, they're a little bit in flux, but you really kind of stay. And I've been part of those transitions before where a GM gets fired. I've been through that a couple times, and it is, you just try to do what you're doing and keep your nose down and work until that new guy's brought in.
We're talking with Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Senior Bowl. Jim, Dustin just mentioned the Browns. They'll be drafting 10th this year. You know, we think they're going to take an offensive lineman. Obviously, if there's not a guy worthy at that point, you're not going to take him. But when you look at some of the top offensive linemen with, you know, either guys at the Senior Bowl or maybe not, maybe if they're underclassmen, I don't know. Who do you look at as some of the best offensive linemen coming out of this draft?
There's some really good juniors at the top.
Yeah.
Again, I don't spend a lot of time studying those guys in the fall because we've got hundreds and hundreds of seniors to try to figure out. But, I know Andrew Thomas at George is a really good one. I know Tristan Wirfs at Iowa is a really good one. I saw both those teams play live this fall. And I'd say my 11-year-old daughter could scout guys like that. I mean, those guys are pretty easy to do. They're really talented. I mean, the big thing, when you get guys that talented, you really just got to figure out if it's the right guy. I mean, when teams miss on picks that high, it's not because they're not missing on the player. They're really missing on the person, you know, and what that guy's going to do when he gets a lot of money and time on his hands. And that's where people don't make the mistakes on the tape very often. The teams don't. So, I would say those guys at the top. And really senior-wise, the one in our game, Josh Jones from Houston, is a guy that I think is going to get in that first-round range. Really talented guy. I think he's going to be a guy that really rises. We had a great O-line class last year. We had 5 first-rounders in the game last year. Down a little bit this year. I don't think we'll have that number on the O-line, but still some really good players. But I think where they're talking about where your Cleveland's picking, they'll probably be looking at that junior crew.
Jim, you talk about not missing on these guys and the tape doesn't lie and all that stuff, but, you know, sometimes guys get money, they change, they do a million commercials and become distracted. We kind of feel like that's happened a little bit with Baker Mayfield here. He doesn't look the same as he has. Certainly not the same as he did at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, and even in year one. What do you make of his season this year and kind of the dysfunction that he was involved in, and can he bounce back?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to speak directly to Baker because, again, guys, I'm so consumed with this.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Stuff. I don't watch a ton of pro football anymore. I mean, I'll occasionally see some games and have it on the TV, but not – not like studying, you know, pro tape or anything, but
you can speak. Yeah, you can speak to just in general because you've been around the game for so long and in the pros, seeing guys come in and kind of having that success right away. How that can affect you in year two and year three, right?
Yeah, I'll say this in relation to the Browns and last spring at ESPN when they were assembling that team. This is what I said was when I worked in New England, we had a sign that said, we're not collecting talent, we're building a team. And I think that the Browns collected a lot of talent in the last offseason, but it obviously never really came together as a team. So there had to have been something wrong, some chemistry issue, some leadership issue. Obviously, they've made a coaching change, and they think they've identified that issue. But there was a lot of talent on that team, and again, if Baker regressed, I can't speak to that if he did or he didn't. But again, you feel like they kept their whole staff in place, but I was at the LSU Florida game this year and ran into Ken Zampezi, and Ken was up there last year, so they didn't keep their whole staff together from Baker's rookie year. And I've known Ken a long time. I think he's a really good coach. So as much they kept Freddie there and they kept a lot of people there, but there were some people that were part of Baker's rookie year and his good rookie year that weren't in that building. So that maybe that has something to do with it too.
Jim, let's talk about the Buckeyes that will be at the Senior Bowl. Devon Hamilton, Malik Harrison, K.J. Hill, Jonah Jackson. Give us a little insight on these guys here.
Yeah, we're excited to. It's weird. I'm a Michigan guy, but I'm really excited to get these Buckeyes down here. So if you look at our roster, we're Ohio State's as well represented as any school in the country, so people can't say that I'm biased when we're putting this roster together. But Malik Harrison is a really good player. He can do a lot of different things. The versatility really stands out with Malik. He had a great year this year. K.J. Hill, all-time leading receiver at a school like Ohio State. I mean, that speaks for itself. He does all his work underneath. He's really hard to cover down there. He's really tough. He's a guy in the right system is going to be a really productive pro working out of the slot. Jonah Jackson's a guy that made a massive jump from his junior tape at Rutgers. He's a guy that, a year ago would have been below the line for us. We would not have invited Jonah based off that tape. And, he really did a nice job for Ohio State this year. He's one of the most improved players in the country, in my mind, this year based off junior to senior tape. Devon Hamilton is another guy that one of the most improved players. We started getting some calls on Devon in early September. He was really kind of an off-the-radar guy for us. We didn't watch a ton of him over the summer because he wasn't a starter. And we really focused on senior starters coming back, and phone was lighting up. That's the benefit of having an NFL background like I do, is that buddies reach out and give you a heads up on guys that are playing well in their area. And Devon Hamilton was that guy in the Midwest this year. I got more calls on Hamilton than anybody in terms of guys to keep an eye out and keep an eye on for the game. So yeah, that's a loaded group, and they've got guys like Mack and Jordan Fuller. I mean, there's still some other guys. If we get some attrition over the next week or so with injuries or whatnot, we could plug in another Buckeye or two.
Jim, speaking of that, you always have some small school guys there, which I like. You got a Division III kid from St. John's, Ben Bartsch. I hope I'm saying his name right, an offensive lineman. Yeah. Got a kid from Liberty, Dayton, Portland State, South Carolina State, Southern Illinois. That's going a little further. Are those kids harder to find? I always think that's cool. It must be really cool for those guys to get the opportunity.
Yeah, and that's, again, back to the relationship. So yeah. We had a six-man staff spread around the country. And like I said, we saw 112 of the 115 guys we invited to the game. We saw 112 live in games, which I'm very proud of that stat. Yeah. All-star games haven't always been run that way. And but it's hard with those small school guys. You need friends. You need friends in the league that'll call you up and say, listen, there is a guy at Lenoir Ryan University in Hickory, North Carolina, that you really need to go see. He is the top small school player in this year's draft.
Division two, baby.
Tucker. The kid is Kyle's 6'2", 222 pounds, and he ran 4.41 last spring. So he's a total man amongst boys on a Division II football field. Mm-hmm. He's really a hard guy for the league to stick a grade on right now because he's so dominant at that level. But I think when it's all said and done, Kyle's going to be a 230-pound, kind of hybrid linebacker. I think he's going to end up going in the second round. So those are – and we hand-delivered his invite. We hand-delivered Adam Troutman's invite, the tight end from Dayton. I was up in Ohio this fall to do that. And those were really cool moments for those small school guys. Cool moments for me to be able to do that with their head coach and their teammates there. And those guys both got mobbed by their teammates. It was cool stuff. But, our game is built for those small school guys to really make their mark.
All right, Jim, I'll see you on Sunday when I get down there, or Monday at least. You've been there for longer than me now. What's the best place to get some good food? What's your favorite?
Oh, man, up and down Dolphin Street. So if you're staying downtown, you can just walk. But, there's a new place down here called Squid Ink, which is really good. There's a place called Chuck's Fish. There's a Chuck's Fish in Athens, Georgia. There's a Chuck's Fish in Tuscaloosa.
Is it that good?
It's great.
All right, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, Chuck's Fish. If I go out to eat one night during Senior Bowl week, it's going to be Chuck's Fish.
Fantastic. Thanks, Jim. We appreciate all the hard work you do, man.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'll see you down here, Dustin.
Sounds good, Jim. Thanks, man.
Jim Nagy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.